Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We're continuing our previous shiur, our two shiurim, on the din of Hamotzi Mechavel of Arayo, and Muchzuk, and Chazak Amad Shachas Yadim Shalohu, Chule V'chule. And shiur is based again on a shiur given Parshas Devarim, Tovshin Ayin in Har Nof by Hagon Rav Ozer Shlita, and that's recorded by Rav Arzer Shlita. And let's learn. In the previous shiur, two shiurim ago actually, if I'm not mistaken, we mentioned the Shita of Reb Shlomo Hyman. Reb Shlomo Hyman was medama compared the din of muchzuk, that when you're holding on to something, we have on hagas vaday, that it's yours, to the din of chazaka kamaisa nisurim, that in nisurim we have a rule that if something is aser, we assume that it's aser until we know it changed. If something is mutter, we assume it's mutter until we know it changed. If something's tame, it's tame until we know it changed, v'chule v'chule. So he compared the two, just like in chazaka kamaisa, it's on hagas vaday, that it's like this. In Isurim, so too, in Muchzuk and Dine Mominis, if somebody's holding on to something, there's a Hanhogas Vada, we act as if 100% it belongs to this person. That's the Sheet of Reb Shlomo Hyman. However, as we're going to try to illustrate, show, is a better word for show, I just can't think of it right now. We're going to try to demonstrate, that's the word I was looking for. Thank you, Reb Nachman. Thank you, Reb Moshe Tzvi. Thank you, Reb Tzvi Moshe. As we're going to try to demonstrate now, they're really two separate dinim, shnei inyanim chalukim, b'yisod dina. It says in the Gemara in Bava Metziah Daf Kuf that safik mamun b'metaltalin, for example, someone's machlif para b'chamor, and we don't know when the para gave birth, before the transaction or after the transaction, you go after the muchzuk. And if neither of them is muchzuk in this para, rather the para is standing in a lake, in a hefker place, neither of them is rishus, so you go after the marakama. Simcha says yachloko, but according to the Tanakama, you go after the marakama. Why do you go after the marakama? Meaning, you go after the marakama, the person originally owned the para. So there's a machlokes ktsos and his brother, the Baal Kuntres HaSveikus. What the getter of the chazak of marakama is the first owner. The ktsos, the mitei beis yivkot yigimel, and in the Shemaitza he writes in Perk and Shemaitza Dalet Perk of Dalet that the yisod of cheskas marakama is like the din of chazaka kamaisa to chol haTorah kula. Shema amidim hadavar achazkas harishon eloimer hashdu d'shana. You keep it in its original state until you know that it changed. You push off the change as late as possible. So that's marakama. So as long as it belongs to me, to Reuven, we assume it's in my possession until we know for a fact that it belonged to Shimon. So from a supuk, when this animal was, when the baby was born to the paro, so we assume that it was still in Reuven's possession. Reuven has a cheskas marakama, which is based on a chazaka kemaisa b'chol haTorah. In Isurim, we also assume that it didn't change. In the Kuntres HaSveikus, the first parak, he says that the yisod of marakama is mishum muchzuk. That if nobody is holding this object in the mitzias, so the first owner is considered muchzuk. And the nafkamina between these two shitas of the Ktsois and the Kuntres HaSveikus is if Rov works against this chazak of a marakam. According to the Ktsois, a Rov works because marakam is based on a chazaka kemaisa of chol kolatara kula. And just like Ruba chazaka Ruba adif, so too here, the Rov, if you have a Rov against this cheskas marakama, that's going to be gover, that's going to overcome the chazaka of marakama, which is based on chazaka kemaisa. However, according to the Kuntres HaSveikus, a rov wouldn't help, because just like we don't go in mamon after a rov to be motzi from somebody who's muchzuk, so to hear when we talk about marakama, which is predicated on the din of muchzakus, a rov isn't going to help. Ein holchem b'mamon achar a rov. So if it's going on, if it's the predicated on chazaka kemaisis, and then a rov would help, ruba chazaka ruba adif. But if it's predicated on muchzakus, then a rov wouldn't help because ein holchem b'mamon achar a rov lahotzi me'a muchzuk. So to here, if it's marakam, which is based on muchzakas, we don't take it out of the hands of the muchzak. And Reb Shmuel Rebzovsky, Zeichat Tzadik Levracha, proved this opinion, the latter opinion, the opinion of Kuntres HaSveikus, from the Lashon of the Gemara. The Gemara says, V'nukma acheskas marakam, v'lehavi idach hamotzi mechavero al v'raya. Let's establish it in the hands of the marakam, and the other person will be hamotzi mechavero al v'raya. So where do you use the Lashon of hamotzi mechavero al v'raya? In muchzakas. So using that Lashon that you use in muchzakas of hamotzi mechavero al v'raya, you're using it against the cheskas marakam. So this proof, says Reb Shmuel, that the cheskas marakam is predicated on the din of muchzakus, and therefore the other person is a motzi mechavero. And why would the first bialim be considered a muchzak according to the Kuntres HaSveikus? So he says, because an object that's in a person's bialus wherever it is, his name is on this object, and therefore it's considered in his rishus, in his chazaka, even though it's not in his rishus in the mitzias. But since it's in his bailus, shmo alav, his name is on it, and memela, it's considered as if it's in his rishus, and he's considered a muksuk, since it's in his bailus. However, this reason is very shver, because sof, we have a suffix in whose bailus it is. According to the tzad, that he's not the bailim, there's no muchzakus, because the muchzakus stems, flows from the bailus. In other words, here's saying that why does he have muchzakus? Because he has bailus, but that's our whole shaila. Does he have bailus? We don't know if he has bailus. So how can you say that because, you know why he has muchzakus? Because he has bailus, and therefore shmo alav, and he has muchzakus. Yeah, but we don't know that he has bailus. So what gives us the idea that he has bailus? What the Ktso says, that until now he was the bailim, but that's Cheskes Marakama. So what's pshat in this Kuntres HaSfekes where he says that it's because of Muchzakus? The whole Muchzakus is predicated on Marakama, so on the din of Chazaka Kemaisa. So how can the Kuntres HaSfekes say no, that the din of Marakama is predicated on Muchzakus? Why is it Muchzakus, says the Kuntres HaSfekes? Because if it's in my Rishus now, if it's in my Bailus now, wherever it is, my name is on it, and it's as if I'm Muchzak. Yeah, but why is it in my Bailus now? It's only my Bailus now because of the Chazaka Kamaisa. So Magai Tzirik Tum Tam, we go back to the reason of the Ktos. So why does the Kuntres HaSfekes say that the reason is because of Muchzakus, when the whole Muchzakus is based on the Chazaka Kamaisa of the Ktos? So this can be explained based on the Chazon Ish and Eben Ezer, Simen Samach Zayin Os Zayin, Ein Beis Os Zayin, Bava Kama Zayin Zayin, that the din of Hamotzei Mechaver all over Raya means, says the Chazon Ish, Zecher Tzadik B'Kol Shel Vracha, that we leave, Hamotzei Mechaver al Avraham means that we leave an object according to the matzav ha-pashut. Now this is a big chiddush. That if you come to be mechadesh something and to be mishana from the pashtus, olav haraya. So usually if I'm a muchzak b'mam and my friend comes to take the money away from me, so he's the one who's coming to be mechadesh and to be motzi from the matzav ha-muchzak line. So that's the normal case, and that's Hamotzei Mechaver al Avraham. I'm holding on to money, you want to get, Reuven wants to get the money from me. So Mamela, we say, Reuven, no, you got to prove it because you're trying to be Mishana from the regular Mitzvahs, from the Matzav HaPashut. However, there can also be instances, even in a case where there's no Hotza'at Mamon Mitzi Utit. But if somebody's come to be Mechadish something, all of Haraya. What's the case like this? So the Chazon Ish says, Misvar, that let's say Mamono Hizik, my cow smashed up your car. Okay, we live in the mountains, we live in South Fallsburg, a nice Yeshivish community, and I have cows, and you have a car. So my cow went, and he kicked your car, and he smashed up your car. Okay? And I say, listen, I was watching my cow, what can I do? My cow overpowered me, and went and smashed up your car. So I'm the mazik, you're the nizik, so l'chora, motzei mechaver al avraham, you have to bring a raya that I wasn't shomer karoi. The answer is no. You don't have to bring a raya, I have to bring a raya. Why? Because what's the matzav ha-pashut? The matzav ha-pashut is that when a person's shomer karoi, if he's guarding his cow as he should, the cow's not going to be mazik. If the cow was mazik, so the matzav ha-pashut is that I wasn't shomer karoi. If I wasn't shomer karoi, the matzav ha-pashut is that I have to pay. So therefore, I'm motzei mechaver raya. Me, the payer, I have to bring the raya to you, the one who's being paid. So you see that a motzei mechaver raya doesn't necessarily mean the one trying to get the money has to bring the raya. Could be the one holding on to the money has to bring a riot because he's trying to change from the matzav ha-pashut. And that's the case here. My cow kicked up your car, and I say I was guarding karoi, but I have to prove it. Not you. Because I have the mechodesh deketaina. And the Chazon Ish also proves this from a sugya in Bava Basra. He says that, it says in Bava Basra, Daf Lamed, Bakanta Sugya, well-known sugya, somebody says to his friend, all the nechasim of Bei Bar Sisan I'm selling to you. So there was a certain land that's called Bei Bar Sisan, and he said, no, I didn't mean to sell that land to you, that's just called Bei Bar Sisan. I meant what Bei Bar Sisan actually owned, all the nechasim of Bei Bar Sisan, but not what's called Bei Bar Sisan. So Rava says, Hamotzei Mechaver al Avraham, and the buyer has to prove it. However, the maskana is like Rav Nachman, that we put this contested land in the hands of the lokeach. Why? Because since it's called Bei Bar Sisan, the moicher has to prove that it doesn't really belong to the Bar Sisan family. He has to be the one to prove that. Because the matzav ha-pashut is, if it's called Bei Bar Sisan, then it belongs to Bei Bar Sisan. So the Chazon Ish says, it's because the moicher makes the mechodesh deketaina, that it doesn't really belong to Bei Bar Sisan, it's just called that. So since he makes the mechodesh deketaina, memela, he is the motzei mechavero, even though he's the muchzak b'metzias. So muchzak b'metzias doesn't necessarily mean the other guy has to be motzei mechavero. It's the guy who's making the mechodesh deketaina. And therefore, it would seem that the Marakama is called a muchzak, because the matzav ha-pashut is, that's why the Marakama says the Kuntres HaSfekes is called a muchzak. Not because it's based on the chazaka kemaisa. Because the matzav of a poshet is that the mammon is his, and the guy who's trying to take from him is mechadish davar, and that's the sort of the din of muchzakus. Muchzak means that, as the Chaznish explained, that the matzav of a poshet is that it's mine, and therefore you have to prove that it's not mine. And that's the same idea of marakama. Marakama is I originally owned this, so you have to prove that I didn't own it, or that I don't own it. And the person making the mechudosh tikatayin has to prove otherwise. So marakam is midin muchzak, because it's both the same yisod of not changing from the matzav ha-pashit, keeping the matzav ha-pashit as it is. However, we still have makom l'stapik. So now we understand the kunshas sfeikah. So the muchzakus is not based on chazaka k'mais. It's based on the fact that the matzav ha-pashit of the marakam is that it belongs to him. So we still have makom l'stapik. That even if we say be'emes that a cheskas marakam is yisod of bedin muchzak, but maybe it's both true. Why don't we say both? That Marakam is because of Muchzak, and it's also because of the Chazaka Kamaisa of Kola Tara Kula. However, Pshimishka brings a raya in the Shari Yasha and Shari Hey, Osiya Dalit, that it's not true. Because we have a Gemara in Bava Basra, Nef Pe'alaf Amid Aleph. There it says that if you buy two trees from your friend, and there's a suffix if you buy two trees if you also bought the land, so the halacha is that you bring the Kurim, but you don't read the parasha, because you can't say the land that God gave me, because it's only a suffix if you have the land. So you bring, because you suffix, maybe you do own the land, but you don't read the parasha, so you don't look like you're lying when you say the land God gave me. So this is shver. Kesof kol sof lemaisa. When you have a suffix, who does the karka belong to? The karka belongs to the cheskas moicher, the marakama. And therefore, it's midin vadai belonging to the marakama. He didn't get the karka. The karka still belongs to the marakama. So he shouldn't have to bring bikurim at all. There's no suffix at all here, because the land belongs to the marakama. So it's muchach from here, says the Gaon Reb Shimon Zecher Tzadik Lefracha, that in Mamanis, we don't talk about chazaka kamaisa to paskin who the karka belongs to. Because then, if we would talk about chazaka kamaisa, that's a din in mitzvahs and yisurim. And then the din would be machriya, klapei mitzvahs and yisurim, if we would talk about chazaka kamaisa. Because then we would say, ah, the land belongs as chazaka kamaisa to the original owner, and memel is no suffix at all, and the buyer of the two trees doesn't have to bring bikurim. That's if we would say the din of chazaka kamaisa. So, but since we don't say chazaka kamaisa, the mammon is mutav asafek, we don't know who it belongs to, but because we don't know who it belongs to, the mammon, the karka, so we keep it in the hands of the muchzuk. However, this is only machriya, when I say machriya, I mean decide, this only is machriya b'dinei mammonis, but not b'chol ha-Torah. So klapei, the mitzvah of bikurim, it's still a safek in memel, it might be owned by the buyer of the land. However, klapei, the mammonis, it's muchzuk 100% to in the hands of the seller. So that's why he brings it, because maybe he does own it, klapei the mitzvah of bikurim. He can't read, because maybe he's being dover shkorim, but at least he has to bring the suffix. But you can't say that since the seller still owns the land, the suffix, he doesn't have to bring the bikurim, because it's not true. Because din of muchzuk is only machriya and mammonis and not an isurim. So we can ask, that we explain that what's pshat in muchzuk? Muchzuk means han hogas vadai, toris vadai, that it belongs to the baal mammon. And it's not only min machma safik he gets the moment. So therefore, this hanhaga should also be machriya other dinim that stem from bailus. So why klapei mitzvahs bikurim does this remain in the realm of safik? It's mitaras vada that the moment belongs to him. So why is it a machriya also in taras bikurim and mitzvahs? So the answer is that this isn't shver at all, because the Gaon Reb Shimon there gives a reason why we don't talk about chazaka kamaisa in a marakama. He explains why we have the sugi in Bava Basra, which we brought earlier. And he says, what's the reason? What's taka the reason? We see from the Sugan Bava Basra that pay aleph, that if you buy the land, if you buy the two trees, so that the land is only suffix yours, that the land is only suffix, the land is suffix yours, suffix not yours, but you still have to bring the kurin, because al it's the land, al it's mitzvahs, you have to bring the kurin. But the land itself, al it's mammonis, it definitely belongs to the seller. So we see that there are two different categories. So why taka are they? Why don't we say it's a chazaka kemaisa, that it belongs to the original owner, it's machriya and mitzvahs and isurim, and memela, the person who buys the two trees, wouldn't have to bring bikurim because it still belongs to the original owner. The answer, says Reb Shimon, is based on his yisod at the beginning of Shar Hei, a very, very well-known yisod in the Olam HaYeshivas, when he answers the kasha of the Mari Basan. Why don't we go in Safik Mamon L'chumra Kedin Safik Yazo? We say that if I have money, Misafik I can keep the money. Why? Because let him try to get the money out for me, but Safik I get to keep it. So Frechter of the Mari Basan, I don't understand. Safik Mamon should go L'chumra. It's a Din Min HaTorah. You know it'll be a Gazdan. So if I have money, that's Misafik. If I have contested money, so Misafik I should have to give it to the other guy. Of course, One answer is that, okay, I'd give it to him, then in Misafik he has my money, then he has to give it to me, and then Misafik. So, but Reb Shimon's teretz is, but here, so the kashayla is again, the kashayla is we have a Safik Gezel, so why are you allowed to keep the money? And the answer is, says Reb Shimon, that first you have to talk about the Dine Mammon, is Teres HaMishpatim. And only afterwards, Kovea, who the Bailam is, Al Pi Teres HaMishpatim, then you can talk about Isser Gezel if somebody's not keeping Teres HaMishpatim. Because Teres HaMishpatim is a different framework, if it's a different system, than Mitzvahs and Averis. And Teres HaMishpatim is Kovea Mitzias. Who's the Baal Mammon? Who's Chayiv? Who's Pater? And Gezel is Shach to the Rechas HaMitzvahs that comes after you pass in the Din Mammon, Al Pi Teres HaMishpat. That's a famous sort of Reb Shimon. First comes Mishpat, natural law, who the money belongs to, and then you can start talking about Gazlan himself. We say that Al Pitaris HaMishpat, it's my money, if I'm Muchzak, I can hold on to the money, so there's no Chomer at all to give it back to the other fellow, there's no Gezel at all, because Gezel is only based on the Taurus HaMishpatim, it's predicated on what, when we've established the Taurus HaMishpatim, that the money's not mine, then we have a Shail of Gezel. But the moment Taurus HaMishpatim says the money is mine, I can keep it on Muchzak. The male is no problem with Gezel. So Rabbi Shimon says there are two different systems. And he showed this distinction in the sheet of the Uraim, brought in the Magen Avraham and Timotar Fresh Lamed Zayin, that even according to the Man Dharma, the Gezel Akum is Mutter, even though we don't pass him this way, but there's a Man Dharma, the Gezel Akum is Mutter. Nevertheless, a person isn't Yotze and Yom Tov Rishon with a lulav that's stolen from a goy. Because on one hand, he's allowed to steal it, Gezel Akum is Mutter, according to the sheet. But on the other hand, it's still not Lachem. So being Kovea, the Bailus of this object, is not necessarily totally in Din Gezel. Two different systems. So normally, if somebody's made for Taurus HaMishpat, if somebody doesn't keep Taurus HaMishpat, he's over in the lap of Gzela. But in our instance, here the Taurus says, you don't have to keep, according to that Shita, you don't have to keep Taurus HaMishpatim. But there still is a Taurus HaMishpatim. You don't have to keep the Taurus HaMishpatim, but Taurus HaMishpatim is still in extant. It still stays firm. And Mimela and Taurus HaMishpatim, it's not yours, it's not Lachen. And Mimela, you're not Yotze. So you see that there are two different systems. First, you have to be Kovei of a Taurus HaMishpat, whose it is. And then you can get to the realm of Mitzvahs and Isurim. And since here it's still considered the guys, the male, you can't be Yotze with this luv, it's not Lachem. And that's why we don't say, Hamid Marakam al Chazaka Kemaisa and Kola Torah. Because the din of Bailus is Mukhu al Pikloli Taurus HaMishpatim. And the din Chazaka Kemaisa is said in the Dine Torah of Isur and Heter. And since in Taurus HaMishpatim the klal is to go after the Mukhzuk, either Mukhzuk Mamom and Mamish or Mukhzuk al Tamarakam. So Taurus HaMishpatim was Machriya the Din Mammon. And therefore we can't mix in Chazaka Kemaisa, which is a Chazaka that's said in other mitzvahs in the Torah, in Sfekas that weren't decided. And here the Suffolk Mammon was already Huchra, was already decided by Taurus HaMishpat, that precedes the Hachra and the Marechas of mitzvahs that are Shaykh to the Gavra. So Memela, there's nothing to talk about here about the, you can't say that this Marakama is going to say we're going to give him this object based on Chazaka Kemaisa, because the Chazaka Kemaisa, because that's a different Marechat, that's a different system. First you have Taurus HaMishpatim, and the Marakama tells us it belongs to him, so he's a Muchzuk, and don't mix in Chazaka Kemaisa, which relates to Mitzvahs and Averis, which only comes afterwards. And since the Klalei Hachra are different in Dinei Mamonis and other Dinei Torah, therefore we can say that the, even though the Din Mamon was Muchra, we're Machriya the Din Mamon. But Din Isurim wasn't Mukhra because they're two different systems. Because the Chaim de Shalom and other Achronim, the Shalom at the beginning in Archaim, Meir Laolam, Sim Yadal, other Achronim, discuss a great suffix of theirs. And that is that on one hand we find in the Sugya, in Bava Basra, that Mamanus is not Mashbian Isser. Even though Bedine Mamanus, the land belongs to the seller, Bedine Isser Vehetter and Mitzvahs, it might belong to the buyer, and Umeli has to bring the Bakurim. On the other hand, we have a Gemara above Mitzia that says that a person who zoche bebehema midin muchzok is chayav b'meiser b'toyres vaday. So, since in Mominus this animal belongs to me midin muchzok, now midin vaday b'toyres vaday, I have to give meiser, and it's not together a series sofek. So you see that the din mamon is machriya le'inyan isurim. Because since it's up in mamon it belongs to me, so it's considered belonging to me le'inyan isurim also, and umela I have to bring meiser. So which one is it? Is the Mammon Mashpiyan the Isser, as we find in Bava Metzia Daf Vav, or is the Mammon not Mashpiyan the Isser, as we see in Bava Basra Daf Pei Aleph? So the answer is like the Achronim say, Rip Shimon and Shari Yashar Shari Hei, Hosvav Teches, and the Kovetz Aretz Ayin Aleph, and the Chazon Ish, Eben Ezra Lametes Gimel, Kiel Siankiv, Bava Metzia, Simon Yud Aleph. The Achronim say that we have to make a distinction between Isurim that are Talui and Bailus Befoa, and Isurim that are Talui and Bailus Be'etzem. Din mamon is machriya b'toyres vaday bailus b'foal. If you need bailus b'foal, then that in practice it's yours. In a mitzvah like that, the din mamon is going to be machriya. But klape the Torah, klape the description of shem bailum klape shmaya, that you're a bailum be'etzem, there it still remains a suffix, and mamon doesn't talk about that. So dine iser v'heter, which emanate from the din bailus b'foal, like chiyuv meiser behema al edro, that we have a chiyuv meiser behema on your flock. So there it's totally in bailus b'foal. And if I'm muchsuk, I'm a bailum b'foal. Memela I'm chayav in meisers. And therefore, Reb Shimon says that a person who's zoche b'mamon medin hamotzi mechavrelo v'raya and he's mekadesh a woman with that money, she's mekudeshes b'vadai, because by kedushin all you need is bailus b'foal. And that's not like the country says fakus, who said it's only safi kedushin. Reb Shimon says otherwise that a lot of Jewish women who aren't married, because a lot of people have money midin muchzakus and not midin and it's not really 100% in their bailus. It's only in their bailus because of muchzakus. So Rav Shimon says you can be makadish. All you need is bailus b'fol. If you have bailus b'fol, it's your money. You can be makadish a woman with that mamon. However, dina iser v'heter that are talui in the shem bailum klapi shmaya, that you have to be bailum be'etzem, like bikurim, that has to be bikure ad mascha. There, it's not enough that b'fol you're the bailum. Rather, you need a chaloy shem bailim klapi shmai. So before, who's the bailim on this land? The seller. However, it could be klapi shmai that the buyer really owns this land, because two trees does help you acquire the land. And therefore, the din of hamotzi mechaver al-varai is in machriya, because you need din bailus batsim, and we don't really know as bailus batsim. So memela, the person has to bring bakur misafik. But when you need bailus b'foal, there the din of motzi mechavero v'raya, if you're just a muchsuk and the other person's motzi mechavero, that's machriya, and it's considered yours, and you're going to be chayiv in the mitzvah of meiser, and you can be mekadesh a woman, v'chule. So we have now learned the depth of this tifadik asugya. Since hachras mamon is part of Tares Mishpatim, it's natural law, who it belongs to, and it's not from the din haklali of kol ha-tarakul of mitzvahs and isurim. So even if we say that klape the detort with respect to the din mamon, there's a hachra gemura b'tares vadai, like we said, that's what muchzak is, opposed to what we made a distinction in the first gval the kashir, that I'm not bragging that it's my shir. If it was my own chedushim, then I wouldn't brag, I hope. But it's not mine, so I can say it's gevaldik. Yehalucha pi bizar velo picha says. Somebody else should praise you, not your own mouth. So we saw in the earlier shir that midin muchzuk, your muchzuk mitaris vaday. And that's besides the din tofus, which is a hanhoga of sheval taisim achmes asofik. But when you have klapi din mamun, you have achro gemur mitaris vaday. So it's yours mitaris vaday in dine mamunis. But with respect to other dine Torah, the suffix isn't muchro at all. So that's why your land, where there's in the realm of Torah's Mishpatim, it does belong to the seller who sold the two trees, but you can't talk there about Chazaka Kemaisa, about other Dinei Torah, because Chazaka Kemaisa relates to other Dinei Torah, because it's the wrong order. First you have to establish whose it is in Torah's Mishpatim, and then you come to Chazaka Kemaisa. They're two different systems, and one comes after the other. But since they're two different systems, so we can only determine in Torah's HaMishpatim that this land belongs to the seller, because he only sold two trees, and it's a suffix if land was included. However, Kapi Mitzvah and Assume, which is a different framework, so, and we don't know, like we made the Chiluk a moment ago, that we don't know, Kapi Shmai, who this land belongs to. And you need that be'etzem, this land should belong to the seller, and it doesn't belong to be'etzem, only b'fo'al. Memela, the person who bought the two trees must bring the korim. He just can't read, because he can't say ad moscha, but it looked like a shakran chas v'shalom, but he has to bring. So if so, for enferet, the aforementioned kasha, because we, indeed, the din muchzuk is similar to the din of chazaka kamaisa. Because muchzak and chazaka kamaisa are both hachoras v'adai. However, they're fundamentally different. That's what we said earlier. We said they're fundamentally different. And the question is how? That's the question I'm referring to. How are they different? I don't know if I phrased it that way. Because chazaka kamaisa of kol haTorah is a hanhaga, as if we know that the Shorash HaSafik was Mukhra, that we've already decided what exactly happened, as if we know what the Metzias was. That's Chazaka Kemaisa, and therefore we follow that Chazaka Kemaisa in Inyanei Mitzvahs and Averis and Isser and Heter. But the Din of Mukhzuk is a special Hachra that only relates to Taras HaMishpatim. And it's not Machriya the Shorash HaSafik, only the Din Mamon Bufoa. And therefore, all other mitzvahs and esurim that are connected to the shayrish hasafek, in other words, the bailus be'etzem and not the bailus befoa, weren't decided. So that's the difference between chazaka kemaisa and muchzakus. Then muchzakus is special in dinei mamonis. But it's not a din in be'etzem, and chazaka kamaisa is a din in be'etzem. And therefore in Bikurim, we understand why in Bikurim he brings and he doesn't read. Because we said, wait a second, it belongs to the seller of the land, so he shouldn't have to bring it all. Yes, it only belongs to the seller, medinei muchzakus, Torah HaMishpatim. But it's not machriya the shorash hasafik, but foil, he's the bailim. But he's not the bailim be'etzem, we don't know who the bailim be'etzem is. And Mimela, the person who bought the two trees, has to bring the Bikurim Misafik. So there's another proof that the Din of Muchzok is different than the Chazaka Kemais of Kol HaTorah Kula, in that in Kol HaMakom, Ruba V'Chazaka, Ruba Adif. And the Achronim explain why Ruba V'Chazaka, Ruba Adif, because the Chazaka is a Din Hanhaga, and it was only said in a place where the Safik wasn't Mukhra. So you go with the Chazaka. Mashen Kain Ro was Mevara the Suffolk. But yet in Mammon we paskin like Shmuel that Rov can't be Motzi Me'am Muchzuk. So you see that Muchzuk, B'Mammon is said even if it's not a Suffolk Shakel. Even if there's a Rov against the Muchzuk. Explains the Trumas Hadashen, Sof Sim and Shib Memtes, that in Mammon we say, Ha Motzi Me'chaver all of Haraya, and Ruba is not a Raya. Ruv is not a raya, so it's, you can't be motzi mechavera. You need a raya to be motzi mechavera. Rov is an araya. And the Shari Yashur and Shari Gimel Oz Gimel explain the Tetrumas Hadeshin at length that in Taras HaMishpatim we have other klalei beirur. Even though Rov is normally a beirur, Rov normally tells us what the Metzius is. And even in Dinei Nefashis, look in Tosin Bava Kama Dav Chav Zayin, and the Shmaitza Dalet, Prakam Vav to Tess. So that's in, normally is Rov is a Beirur, but in Taras HaMishpatim, Rov isn't a Beirur to be Motzi Mechazkus Mamon. So you see that the Hachoras HaSafik b'Taras HaMishpatim is different than Hachoras HaSafik shebechol HaTorah. Bechol HaTorah, Rov is Machriya the Safik, and therefore there's no Chazaka. But in Mamon, the Hachoras HaSafik is based on the Mechazkus Mamon, which is a special din in Taras HaMishpatim, and Rov, which is a din klali, doesn't help against it. So you see again the difference between Chazaka Kemaisa, the Marechas of the whole Torah, and the Rechas HaMishpat and Rechas HaMamon. That in Mamon, Rov doesn't help, because that's not enough Araya. Rov isn't Araya, Rov isn't Mevara. And in other areas of the Torah, Rov is Mevara. Rov is Mevara the Suffolk against the Chazaka. And that's why, for this very reason, Muchzakus only works Gabi the Din Mamon, and not Klape mitzvahs v'isur, because you see the muchzakus of mamon is different than mitzvahs and isur. It's a special din in Taras HaMishpatim, because normally when you have a chazaka, rov is mevara the chazaka, rov chazaka ruba adif. The rov is mevara the chazaka, but not by mamonis. So you see that the chazaka of mamonis is different than other types of chazakas. So we have proven b'siyata d'shmaya that there's a difference between, based on Reb Shimon and the Tkunshus HaSfekus, between Marakama and Chazaku Kemaisa. And that's all like the Kuntras Vega is not like the Shema, like the Ketos. Because the Ketos says they're one, and that the Marakama is based on Chazaku Kemaisa. But the Kuntras Sveka says that the Marakama is based on Muchzakus. That the Ketos says is based on Chazaku Kemaisa. Isurim, which is a Yisod and Mitzvahs and Isurim in the rest of the Torah. And the Kuntras HaSveikas says that it's not based on Marakama, that it's not based on Chazaka Kemaisa, that it's based on Muchzuk. And it's based on Muchzuk, and we explain it based on the Chazon Ish, that the person who's trying to change it has to bring the Raya. So just like in Muchzuk, the person who's changing has to bring a Raya, so too in Marakama. But don't mix in this Indian of Chazaka Kemaisa, which is a completely different system. And the Ketzos argues, and he goes Lishitaso in numerous places, that according to him, Muchzak B'Malman is like Chazaka B'Yisurim. He compares the two in numerous cases. And Memela, he said what he said. There are examples of this which we may or may not bring in other Shiurim. If you want, you can always contact me to ask me. That would show that you really, really love Torah and love Hashem. Or maybe you know without me telling you. Maybe you're just a Baki in Ketos. But you can look in Simen Lamed Dalet and Sif Katan Hey and other places. So, Reish Samech. And that's the Ketos. So we saw B'Siyata D'Shmaya in these three Shiurim. We saw a lot of big Yesodos in Chazakas. We saw that there's a din of muchzak taras vaday, and then we saw there's tafus mitaras safek. We saw that the din of that there's two systems. There's a system of merachas hamishpat, and then there's mitzvahs and isurim. We saw machlokas between the ktzos and his brother, what the principle of marakam is based on. Is it based on muchzakos? That's the ktzos. Is it based on Chazaka Kemaisa B'chol HaTorah? That's the Ketos. Or is it based on Muchzakus, like the Kuntras HaSveikas says? And we saw in the first year, some of this is from the earlier Shirin, we saw Chalukim, between when two Eidim are made, when it's Trey and Trey, then it's only Misafek, and there you're not, somebody's Toface, you're not Motzi Mimenu. And whereas if it's a regular Safek, not Trey or Trey, then it's midin vada that the person's muchzuk, and you are multi from someone who's multi mimenu. And we saw other yisodus as well, and we should all be zocha lilmodu lalami lishma v'lasos, and we should always taste tam arevus mesikus haTorah biyachad kulanu amitz Hashem, and we should be zocha v'kar of mamish that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be megalos great sodus haTorah b'vias mashiach tzedkenu u'v'binyan habayis hashlishi b'mehera v'yameinu. Amen v'amen. Shalom, shalom, my sweetest friends. Moshe Gabriel, Tzvi Moshe, Moshe Yehuda, Reb Mordechai, Reb, all my Gevaldic friends, Reb Shmuel. It's so nice learning with you. Reb Nachman, Reb Avram, Reb Shmuel, Reb Gil, all of my Gevaldic friends, Reb Simcha, Reb Tuvia. So it's mamish Gevaldic learning with you. And we should all be zocher to learn. Da'ava, achva, shalom, v'reiv. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends.